And a very happy Tuesday to you at 12:08, Talk Radio 790 KABC, The John Phillips Show, broadcasting live from the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa Living Room Studios. And it's time to fully reopen the state of California for business. Mr. Randy Wang's at the sports desk in Culver City.
John, President Joe Biden continues his infrastructure tour this morning, holding a press conference at the Hudson Tunnel train project between New York and New Jersey, where he had some very kind words to say about Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Because he knows how incredibly critical it is to people's lives and the strength of the economy of New York and New Jersey, and quite frankly, all across the country.
That's the only reason I wanted to play that.
Did they find Hoffa?
Quite frankly.
800-222-KABC is a telephone number, 1-800-222-5222. Well, when you look back at the founding of the country, and you look at the Constitution as that was being put together, and all the founding fathers trying to come up with the principles of what the United States of America would look like, they originally started out with life, liberty, and property. Eventually, they moved on to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which apparently applies to everyone in the country except for Alec Baldwin, who can absolutely not experience happiness being married to Hilaria.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
But the rest of us have a shot. Doesn't mean we'll get there, but it means we have a shot. But originally, it was property. Why was it property? Because being able to own private property is something that is very important in this country. If you have something, I can't take it from you unless it costs less than $950. It's an American principle.
Quite frankly.
Thank you, DA. Which is why the eviction moratorium that we're experiencing here is so outrageous. If you put together the money to buy a property and you use it as a rental, that is income you probably rely on to pay your bills. People think of landlords as being the monopoly guy, when in reality, most landlords are more like Fred and Ethel Mertz. It's people who rely on that income for their livelihood. And if that income goes away, maybe they can't pay their bills, maybe they can't pay their mortgage, and they have all kinds of problems that they shouldn't have. And when COVID hit, one of the things that our dear leaders did to us was they said, due to COVID, we have to do everything that we wanted to do before COVID, but use COVID as the excuse to do it. If you don't believe me, talk to the leader of the teachers union, Cecily Myart-Cruz.
Nay!
What was it that she said we had to do because of COVID? Defund the school police?
Oh, yeah. She's supposed to have a press conference on that on Thursday. I can't wait.
And, of course, more money.
We demand higher pay.
And if you don't give her more money.
And I want you to be all the way pissed off.
And then in Sacramento, they said due to COVID, we have to have all vote by mail elections, which they, of course, wanted to do before COVID. And now that the COVID state of emergency is expected to go away in May, they still want to keep the all vote by mail election on the books because, well, why not? And they also fundamentally don't believe in private property for landlords. They believe things like health care is a human right. And housing is a human right. And if housing is a human right, that means you shouldn't be able to kick someone out of their unit if they don't pay their bills. You just have to suck it up, Buttercup. Which is why we have this moratorium. And even though the COVID-19 pandemic is going away, they don't want the moratorium to go away anytime soon. And Randy, we have more details on this.
That's right. Fox 11 is reporting the LA County Board of Supervisors has voted to extend eviction protections that were supposed to expire today in the County of Los Angeles another 2 months. This is happening as the LA City Council is voting on final renter protections. The eviction moratorium is going to expire, but there's going to be several different protections that will still make it very, very, very difficult to evict somebody in the city of Los Angeles.
Let's get those details.
Good morning to you, Tony. Yes, those eviction protections were set to expire today for Los Angeles County renters. We're going to talk about the difference between LA County versus city, by the way.
Is she doing this report next to a wood chipper?
Well, there's construction going on, so it's definitely not at my house.
But because the LA County Board of Supervisors voted to extend those protections once more, they're going to last 2 more months through March 31st. This is extremely.
That'll be 3 years and 2 weeks of renter protections in the County of Los Angeles.
They're, in theory, supposed to pay off their bill when the moratorium goes away, correct?
They're supposed to.
Yeah. Guess how many of them are going to actually do it?
Well, the county last week voted to create a $45 million fund of your money and my money and give that to help make all the landlords whole, which apparently isn't even a drop in the bucket.
No. And I'm sure with the bureaucratic paperwork, you won't get it anytime soon.
31st. This is extremely controversial. And in the next hour, we will hear commentary from landlords and just how upset they are about this and why. But the board of
She's throwing a tease in her report.
I love it.
Upset they are about this and why. But the Board of Supervisors said this is the last time they're going to extend. The move protects nearly...
That's what they said last time.
They always say that. When does your diet start? Tomorrow.
Protects nearly 250,000 people who would otherwise be evicted because they say they can't afford rent. Newly elected LA County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath, the sole renter on the board who campaigned on renters protections, and Supervisor Hilda Solis had proposed to extend them.
Now, if you want a guide here so you know who we're talking about here, Lindsay Horvath is here.
Quite frankly.
And Hilda Solis is here.
Quite frankly.
Everyone mark that down on their scorecard.
That's who we're talking about.
Had proposed to extend the moratorium for 6 more months.
Oh, boy. That would put us in summertime.
Had proposed to extend the moratorium for 6 more months, but the board settled on 2.
So the 3 no votes there were then Janice, Catherine.
Quite frankly.
And does that mean Holly said no?
Quite frankly.
That surprises me, quite frankly.
Well, you know, Holly Mitchell, she really wants to make sure people don't get thrown out of the street in the winter because...
Chilly Willy.
But in the summertime, it's no big deal. I mean, we have street festivals in the summertime.
We're doing whatever we can to get people to come. Tacos, balloons.
Oh, never gets old.
But the board settled on 2. Horvath said COVID's not over. People are still getting...
Really?
COVID's not over. What, does she not get the papers? Joe Biden said it on 60 Minutes a long time ago. Even Gavin Newsom, the warden, says it's going away here in February. And then Biden officially put out a statement this week saying it's going away in May.
And the city of Los Angeles emergency on COVID ends at the end of next month. And that's a February month. That's a short month. But if Lindsay Horvath is saying the pandemic's not over, we still need this. She really is Sheila 2.0, unfortunately.
I have no patience for people that don't wear masks.
Had high hopes for her because, you know, she's one of these people that will adapt to whatever political situation benefits her. But she has fallen on the wrong side of this one.
No kidding.
Sort of, you know, snowflake weepies.
Horvath said COVID's not over. People are still getting sick and still losing jobs. And they need this.
Who is losing a job due to COVID in 2023?
People are no longer losing jobs due to COVID. They're losing their jobs because they work with Alec Baldwin.
And still losing jobs, and they need this assistance. Here's what Supervisor Hilda Solis had to say.
We all recognize that COVID drastically changed and disrupted both our families and our economy.
Wait, is her jaw clicking when she's talking?
I think she's eating something while she's speaking.
We all recognize that COVID drastically changed and
she's got gum in her mouth. Maybe a mint. She sucked on a Mentos before this speech.
she sounds a little bit like the Valley Girl edition of Barbara Ferrer.
The evidence is like crystal clear on that.
Wow. That's amazing.
We all recognize that COVID drastically.
She's got a lozenge.
You know, Nancy Pelosi kind of sounds like that too. But with her, I think it's dentures. And I think that the dentures make funny sounds when she speaks.
Drastically changed. And
Hilda Solis, are you chewing gum in class?
Absolutely not.
Drastically changed and disrupted both our families and our economy and had a disproportionate impact on most of our vulnerable families. And we know who they are. We need to do all that we can to reduce their displacement, to prevent more people falling into homelessness.
I pose this question to you, Johnny. We've had 3 years in an eviction moratorium here in Los Angeles County, 2.5 years in the state of California. No one has been allowed to be kicked out of their apartment since March 16th of 2020. How does the homeless number keep going up?
Can you imagine what these units are going to look like when they finally get kicked out?
18 months after the process starts, there's going to be a lot of sticky stuff on the walls, and we're not talking about glue.
I guarantee you these units are all going to look like they were raided by the DEA.
The remaining three supervisors expressed extreme concern on how this is impacting mom and pop landlords who also need that income to survive.
That's quite the landscaper in the background.
Well, and then you have Lindsay Horvath on the losing side of this vote. Just imagine what all the pop and pop landlords in West Hollywood are going to do.
The remaining three supervisors expressed extreme concern on how this is impacting mom and pop landlords who also need that income to survive. Supervisor Barger voted against the extension, saying that exact thing, that mom and pop landlords are being left out of the conversation. The supervisors agreed to set up a $45 million relief fund to help landlords who are struggling without that rent money. But landlords who commented at the meeting said that is not nearly enough. Now, the LA City moratorium did expire as well, but because the LA County moratorium is being extended, that trumps it. So,
oh, great. So now the city moratorium expiring means nothing.
All renters within Los Angeles County, including those in LA City, will now be protected for another 2 months. And like I mentioned earlier in this report, we will hear from landlords and kind of the.
Okay, so that's the gist of it, everybody.
All right. So there you have it. The LA County Board of Supervisors believes they need to extend the eviction moratorium because people are losing their jobs right and left due to COVID-19.
Barbara Ferrer, how many people have lost their job due to COVID-19 in 2023?
I have no idea.
So here's my question to all you landlords out there. I know we have many of you in the audience. I get your emails. I get your messages. Sometimes you call the show. You know this subject better than the elected officials who are legislating on it. So I want to pose this question to you right now at 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Are your deadbeat tenants not paying their rent because of COVID-19, or are they just losers gaming the system? 800-222-5222. 1-800-222-KABC. Landlords, your local elected officials are speaking out on your behalf, saying your tenants need extra protections and shouldn't have to pay the rent. It is your opportunity to respond and let them hear what you think. 800-222-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. Your calls coming up. The LA County Board of Supervisors just voted to extend the eviction moratorium until March. That means if you have a deadbeat tenant who's not paying their rent, you can't kick them out. And yes, that applies in the city of Los Angeles too. They say they're doing it because people are still losing their jobs due to COVID-19 right and left, and they don't want them kicked out on the street because of it. I know there are a lot of landlords in the audience who have to deal with this on a daily basis. So I want to know from you, the people on the ground, is this true? 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Randy, who do we have up first?
Let's go to Mitch. Mitch, you're on the John Phillips Show. Hello.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.
Hi, how you doing? My first time I ever talked to anyone on the radio. Hello?
Yep. Thank you for calling me and not Dr. Laura. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks. Yeah, I have several tenants, but one of them particular rented their apartment. We had no idea they rented it. They put it up furnished, everything they included. They took off. They went to Europe. The people in there were paying them the rent monthly, including the furniture, everything. The people didn't even pay them their utility bills. And all they have is notices of not paying the utility bills. And, you know, we don't get the rent. They paid partial, but the tenant, you know, we asked for things to get fixed. The person, and we have to fix it because under the rent control, you have to. So we have to fix the items. We're not getting the money, and the people moved out. Also, the city of L.A., you know, with increase in all the utility bills, the trash is impossible. You call up and complain. The trash people don't even care anymore because there's nothing you can do. You can't quit them because they have a monopoly on the trash, and they keep on raising the prices. And if you know, under the rent control, you have to pay the rent control amount, and if you don't pay it or the city tax, you see, look at the penalties. And also with the property taxes, if you don't pay it, they give you the penalties, but you're not getting the income. Also, they have the issue with people. We have no pet building. They bring in pets. We have people, we rent it to two people. All of a sudden, you got eight people. I mean, and you can't kick them out. You can't do anything. And all you can do is have more plumbing bills, more electrical bills, more water bills. Speaking of water, they have a drought, and let the people come in, and then they overcharge us for the utilities because we're using so much more.
Can you ballpark it for me, sir? How much money do you think this one decision, this eviction moratorium, has cost you personally?
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe $100,000.
Oh, my God. If they continue to extend this, what are you going to do?
I don't know. It's crazy. And on top of it, they want the soft story, and we've been holding off on the soft story, and if you don't do it, they're going to give you all these penalties. And another thing is, we had, which has nothing to do with anything, we had some claims that we turned into our insurance, and for instance, one of our tenants backed into one of the drain pipes, and it caused a flood, okay? And it was a big mix-up, who's going to pay for it? And because of third-party insurance, our insurance paid for part of it, and their insurance paid for part of it, and we were out, you know, X amount, but we still had a claim. And then we had another claim where some person walked in front of our apartment where we have cameras, claimed they fell, and the cameras completely showed that they did not fall, and the insurance company didn't want to deal with them, and they paid out $5,000. So we have actually ended up with three claims right in a row.
Well, that's a slipping Jimmy payday if I've ever heard of one.
Yeah, I know. And then the insurance company went and canceled us. So we had to find insurance for somewhere else. And now the new insurance company is a lot more expensive. Plus now they're making us update some of our electrical panels.
I don't see how you can make any money, sir.
We're not. We depended on it. It was our livelihood, and we're sitting here struggling.
So do you think at some point in the future you might cash out and just say, I'm done?
We actually are elderly, and we would love to cash out, but we've had the properties a long time, and the issue is if you sell it, all the depreciation that you used through the years comes back and bites you, and you have to pay all the taxes. Plus, the city of L.A. added that extra tax, and the state of California added the extra tax. So we get nothing.
Had to alter your own personal lifestyle at all because your income was essentially cut off?
Basically, yes.
See, these are the consequences that the Board of Supervisors doesn't even concern themselves with when they go after landlords. They pretend like they're going after Donald Sterling, but this caller is more like most of the landlords in Los Angeles than Donald Sterling is. Thank you for the call, sir, and I'm sorry you're having to go through this. 800-222-KABC is the phone number, 1-800-222-5222. L.A. County extended their eviction moratorium for two more months. They say they had to do it because people are losing their jobs due to COVID-19 right and left, and they don't want them kicked out of their units. I want to talk to you, the landlords of Los Angeles. Is that true? 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Right now, we're taking your calls at 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. The County of Los Angeles just extended the eviction moratorium for two more months. That means if you're a landlord and your tenant doesn't want to pay you, you're out of luck. The county said they had no choice. They had to do it because people are still losing their jobs due to COVID-19. So I want to hear from you, the landlords of Los Angeles, at 800-222-KABC. Let's begin with Jim. Jim, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hi, John. I own three four-unit buildings in Los Angeles. I haven't been able to raise the rent on those in any of those apartments for over 4 years now. Everything else has gone up. Water's gone up. Trash hauling's gone up. My insurance has gone up. I pay a business tax, so I'm in business in Los Angeles. This is the only business in Los Angeles where you're told how much you can charge and what you can do with your stuff. It borders on socialism.
Have you been able to make any money over these last 4 years, or are you just hemorrhaging?
No, I'm fine because I own these things outright, and the people have been very good about paying their rent, even though three or four of them are grossly under market. But the problem is, you know, if the city of Los Angeles and county can tell me what I can do, why don't they tell Kroger how much to charge for a dozen eggs? Why don't they tell, you know, the people that sell gas to stop charging $4.50 a gallon? Where should it stop?
Well, don't give them any ideas, because they might.
But they always come down on the side of the people that they that give them the most votes. I got 12 units. I most already have 18 people living in those 12 units that vote. I'm one person. They got eight. All they care about is those people. It's been a travesty. Everything I have to pay, I'm paying more for now.
And here's the interesting part of this. Their operation cannot work without people like you. They may disdain landowners and landlords, and they may hate the fact that you own property and the renters don't, or you make more money than the renters. But without someone owning a building, these people would have no place to live.
That's true. But once again, it's about votes, John. They get 18 votes out of my place, and they get one vote from me.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Very simple. Yep. It's a travesty.
100%. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on KABC. Welcome.
Hey, John. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, and also, Randy, you're pretty cool, too. I like you also.
You're pretty cool, too, listen. Matt.
Thank you. But, hey, the main thing is that, first of all, the Board of Supervisors, they must not own any property, so they're not really worried about making any money or losing any money. And second of all, they must have not collected enough property out of tax levies because people couldn't afford to pay the property taxes. So now they got to turn the properties back over to the counties. So they must think, oh, let's get two more months worth of properties and see what we can do. Because if you can't pay your property taxes, the county's going to come after your property eventually. And then they get the interest and everything else. So I don't know why, you know, it's in their best interest if they keep it going for a little while, because in some ways, if you were underwater on these properties, you have to turn them back over to the county, and then they're going to put them up for auction and make more money.
You're right. You know, the LA City Council now has how many socialists elected to it, Randy?
Let's see. We've got Ulysses. We've got Hugo. We've got Nithia. I think we've got three hardcore declared. Maybe sometimes you can count Marquise Harris Dawson. So three and a half.
Okay. Now, they're socialists, not in the sense that we understand it, but in the traditional sense. If you're a real socialist, you believe that the government should own the means of production. That means the government should own the farms, the factories, the buildings, the movie production studios. All of that should be owned by the state of California, the city, the county, whatever level of government you're referring to. If that's what you believe in, then you want to drive the landlords out of business because you don't think they should own those buildings in the first place.
Exactly, and that's my point. And so now they're going to be able to get more property or at least be able to collect the fees on the taxes that you haven't been able to pay, because if people aren't paying their rent, then you can't pay the taxes or the mortgages, so you got to forfeit them over. The county ends up getting them. You know, I'm lucky. I'm in an extenuating circumstance. It's my mom's house. I have somebody living there in the house. But the problem is that I fall under this little gray area of I can't do anything because I don't have a contract, which is weird because it almost means no contract means no legal precedence whatsoever. They can stay as long as they want. And then the other thing is they get the same protections as people who were paying rent at one time. This person was never even paying rent at all. And now I've been trying to get them out since then, and I'm stuck. So, you know, and sooner or later, I might have to lose the house.
That's what happens. When they vote like this, there are consequences. They don't care about them, but there are consequences. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. Your Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted to extend the eviction moratorium for two more months. They say they had to do it because people are getting kicked out or they're losing their jobs right and left due to COVID-19. I want to talk to you, the landlords of Los Angeles, and find out, is it true? Let's begin with Sharon. Sharon, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I've been a landlord for over 20 years. My family were providers for 40 years before that. And we always kept our rents low. Never did I think anything like this would happen. And I'm going to tell you, all this COVID crap, that's all it is. People are not getting fired for that. They're getting fired because they're lazy. They don't want to work. We don't even have a critical situation right now in the county of Los Angeles. Barbara Ferrer got up there and admitted that. And I don't know if you're aware, but we can't. All a tenant has to do is fill out a certificate that says they're dealing, you know, COVID with their job. And yet we see them go to work. They drive better cars than we do. They poke fun at me and my brother. I drive a 13-year-old car, you know, laughing at me. I have a small house. They've come to bring me rent. I get laughed at. You know, I keep their units up. I'm not a slum landlord. And this is not just socialism. It is communism. People need to wake up. They do want our land. And developers come in. They've gone into Boyle Heights. They've gone in those areas. They scoop up land, build these really expensive areas, and they rent. They charge whatever they want. Why? Because they're in collusion with the city council and the mayor. The mayor of Long Beach, Garcia, he's let developers knock down homes and units that were in downtown that housed low-income people. Did he care? No. He let developers go in there because it's all about money. That's all this is about, control and money. And this crap about COVID, it's gone away. Get over it. I'm tired of it, and I have units that are sitting empty. You think I'm going to put up with this anymore? No. I'll let them fall to the ground. I'll burn them down myself before I put up with any more of this crap. So people need to stand up. They need to wake up because this is a takeover. A takeover not only in California, but our whole country.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because what you said makes complete sense. If I were a landlord and I owned a building that was either very cheap or I owned outright, I would not rent out the units right now. Even though we have a housing shortage, even though people need housing, I would let them sit empty before I rolled the dice on allowing someone to live in a unit for 3 years without paying anything, and I would be the one responsible to fix things when they broke. I wouldn't do it.
That's right. That's right. I had a tenant that owed me over a year's rent, laughed in my face when I went over there. I had to fix everything because I would be in violation, yet they didn't pay their rent. A whole year's worth, and they got away with that, you know, and I'm not the only one. I belong to the AOA, Apartment Association, and there's a ton of people that aren't renting their units. We pulled them off the market. Just let them try and force us to rent them. So they're losing out. And these people that are whining and crying, they're lazy. They weren't raised with any type of responsibility. Your rent comes first. My dad always said, you pay your rent and your food goes on the table. But no, they want to drive. I had a tenant that had to have a stupid new truck every 5 years and laughed at me because I drove around in a junker, and yet he would get behind his rent. I had to go in there 3 times and have a contract having them pay in payments their back rent. I mean, what more can I do? I went up $50 4 years ago on a family, and they had a royal fit. I never went up on the rent. Give me a break. They don't want to pay. They want everything free. They want to play the victim. They're entitled. And who's to blame? State of California, our governors. It all started with Pat Brown. Do you know that I've seen footage where Pat Brown has got arm to arm with communists, known communists in this country, and it was on a magazine that said California become the first communist state. Now, your listeners need to look up their history and find out the history of California. This isn't anything new. Pat Brown started this, went on to Jerry Brown, and then we have the illustrious, you know who in office. So this is not a fluke. This is all planned. They do want to take our property away because then they can control it. And then we'll see how much the government's going to charge. You think they're going to let them go in there free? Hell no, because they don't care about anybody. Don't fool yourself. Our government, as it stands, does not care about anybody. And I'm very verbal, and I speak out everywhere, and I tell people and educate them. And I've turned a lot of people around. So people need to wake up because, listen, you're not. You know what? You're going to be living in a tent, every one of us, if we don't stand up.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. I love your passion.
I feel very woken up now. I was told to wake up six times.
Listen, if you're a landlord and you've lost the ability to make a living for the last 3 years, I'd be fired up too.
I'd be pissed off as hell unless I was hiding my problem with drinking.
Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hey, John and Randy. Thank you for giving us property owners, landlords a voice. I really appreciate it. That last caller was super powerful. And I just wanted to ask you a question because we all know, or most people know, that there's over 2 million illegal immigrants living in the city and county of L.A. Who do they compete with for housing, education, health care, social benefits, et cetera? It's the lower income or the middle income American citizens, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, if you are here illegally and you're working a job where you don't make a lot of money, then you're going to be competing with other people who don't make a lot of money.
And who's paying those benefits that they're receiving? It's not most illegals because they're not paying any taxes. It's the American taxpayers. It's the California taxpayers. And I just wanted to mention the fact that we haven't been able to raise the rents in, 3 years now?
It's been a while.
You're probably so broke that the volume button on your radio is broken.
I'm doing a 1031 exchange after 50 years here in California. First, my folks bought our properties in 1972, but I'm on my way to Texas because I've just about had it, and I don't see things getting any better because there's more renters than property owners, landlords. So it's just a matter of time, especially with the rent control program now. I don't know if your public knows, or excuse me, the listeners know that we all have to pay between $30 to $90 per unit per month.
Sir, thank you for the call. We're up against the top of the hour. We've got the Fix California Hour up next. Don't you go anywhere. 790 KABC.
Quite frankly.
Quite frankly.
Quite frankly.
Quite frankly.
From.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.